Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome in another hour of Doug Steffens' Good Day program. As you probably know, I'm also a farmer, and I love to share information about my farm and how you can benefit from the lessons I've learned and from other successful farm stories as well. So in this hour, I have a special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program to help you with your meal planning, backyard farming, whatever. It's the Good Day Farm Show, the American Family Farmer. This is this week's American Family Farmer program. I'm Doug Steffen. Here to start the program off, we take a few minutes to go through some of the news that is important. I reflect on things that are going on in terms of the world of small farming, small farms. This is not about small-mindedness. It's just about trying to keep an American tradition alive. That's why I do this program. And you can catch it every week. If you don't hear it, many of the same stations that carry the Good Day program during the week carry this on the weekend along with our Good Day Health show and the Talk Radio Countdown show. So you can get the American Family Farmer at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. We have the full shows there. We also have the downloads, which is essentially a podcast bringing the information in sort of it's edited. So we get to the heart of a lot of the conversation. We invite you to take time, if you're into the world of agriculture like I am, land utilization, the shift in demography, that sort of thing, what affects farming. And my first story this week in terms of what affects farming is an examination of how the collapse of the Key Bridge, how that affects agriculture, small, big, but mostly I'm concerned, as you know, about the effects of something like this on smaller farming. We have the loss of the construction workers for sure to deal with, and perhaps what may seem like a lifetime of impacts to families who not only dependent on the jobs that are in the port there, the busiest port in the United States. 37 million tons. 37 million tons of import and export products, mostly foodstuffs, goes through the port of Baltimore. It's the 17th biggest port in the world, and in terms of volume, it generates almost $4 billion in personal income. There are like 16,000 jobs there. And then we think about the farmers and the growing of products that gets funneled into Baltimore. And it really, you know, it's very substantial. So the wreckage of the bridge, which prevents shipments of a lot of this stuff, they can move it up to Newark or move it, down to Charlotte or someplace down further down south, not Charlotte, but on the coast of the Carolinas. But there's not the kind of, they don't have the infrastructure there to handle the huge amount of stuff that goes in and out of Baltimore. And so I'm looking at data from the agricultural trade systems, the quantity and value of agricultural trade from the heartlands to Baltimore. And now that that's been isolated, where is it going to go? A lot of people are wondering that. And a lot of farmers, they sell, their products to jobbers, and so it doesn't, they don't really, they're not directly connected to how it's shipped. But if the ability to send this stuff out of the country is hampered, which it is, it's going to affect the prices that are paid and how much is being bought. So an update at least is to how the situation in Baltimore affects those of us who are family farmers. All right, next thing that's in the news, the governor of Idaho, signed a bill, and I'm looking at this. What attracted me to this story was the focus. Kim Reynolds has signed a law on foreign farmland ownership regulations in Iowa. The reporting requirements are harsh. The penalties for not telling the truth are harsh, especially as it relates to foreign farmland ownership. So this is the reason I pick it up and bring it to your attention is this the kind of stuff that every state in the union, in my mind, should be doing, and farmers should be pushing the people in their legislature to make sure that this is a measure that gets passed if it hasn't already been passed. The governor called for Iowa to play an important role in protecting America's food chain. And I think that this is, when it comes to agriculture, what goes on in Iowa is something that the people in agriculture listen to all across the country. She said, quote, "With this bill, our message is unmistakable. American soil belongs in American hands." Here, here, here. Congratulations to you for putting it that simply and straightforward. So, the law itself grants the state attorney general, who's currently a Republican, a lot of power on oversight related to foreign land ownership. She can, or he, well, this person, whoever is attorney general at the time, can subpoena foreign landowners for their financial records, land purchase agreements, investigating potential violations of the foreign farmland owner restrictions. I just say no. They're looking at one example, foreign farmland purchase of 320 acres, and apparently that's the window. The allocation was you could not buy more than 320 acres, which is a square mile. If you didn't know that, the land in Iowa is divided off into square miles, and 320 acres is in a square mile. So anyway, I think this is important. I think I've made my point here in terms of what they're requiring. An annual report on foreign farmland ownership has to be delivered to the legislature. I don't understand. This is tight, but not as tight as I think it ought to be. It should be very tight. There should be no foreign ownership of land, period, end of story. Just none, zero. All right, so that takes care of that. Let's now see if we can help you lose some weight with Calitrin. This program brought to you each week in part by the folks who make Calitrin, a way to lose weight and keep it off. Very simple, straightforward product. And because they've been in business for 27 years, I've been talking about them for 7 years, I think going on 8 years, on my various programs. It's everybody's favorite way. Once you experience this, you got to experience, you got to try it somehow. And what better time than the present to try it? Check it out. How do you get started? You go to toploss.com. Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it.
If you go on our website, toploss.com, you can see we've got tons of resources on there. We've got lots of information about how the product works, how it's good for the side benefits, like the better sleep, the less joint pain, the more energy. All the science is on there. It explains it exactly how it works for that, how it's safe. It's drug-free, stimulant-free, and safe, even if you're on medications. I'm talking about your heart patients, your diabetics. You can check that out. I've personally had results with this product. I lost 40 pounds with it years ago. Now I just use it for maintenance. It's not something you have to be on forever. A lot of people ask us that. Do you have to be on it forever to keep the results? And that is no. There's not going to be rebound weight gain as soon as you get off of this product.
All right. Go to toploss.com. Use the Doug Steffen code, just Doug, actually, D-O-U-G. Make sure you get the best deal and free shipping. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Back on the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen. The progression of things in the dairy industry. Milk production has been flat for most of this year, and actually most of last year. That means we're not making more milk, and the demand has grown, so the prices are going up, and in a way that's good. But what's the reason for this? There's a concern in the milk supply chain because the decline in dairy replacement heifers, that's my business on my farm. If you go to my website, Eastley, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EastleyFarm.com, you'd see the way that I do. There's some video there and some stills and information about the farm. I raise usually 80 or 90 heifers. Most of them are Jerseys. Sometimes a few Holsteins in there, but mostly Jerseys as replacement animals for dairy. I'm only a drop in the bucket. What is needed this year, according to this is Cobank doing a survey of dairy replacement numbers, and they say that we're going to need 710,000 head. Wow, that's a lot of cows. But the reason that this is going on is because the beef prices are so high that animals are being raised. As a matter of fact, if you look at the number of the vials of the breeds, if you will, that are being used to breed dairy cows, they've been a lot of beef. The whether you artificial or whether you got a bull and runs with a herd, I try to clean. I don't use artificial much anymore. I just have a bull that runs with my heifers, and because they're only around for the first calf, and so it's easy. But people are doing. I always have a Jersey bull. But the thing that's become sort of difficult is keeping up with the semen needs of these cows, because they're looking for a beef to breed into the dairy cows, because that's where the money is. There's a full stream. I know a very close friend who runs the Farmers Live Animal Market here in Massachusetts, and the prices for beef. And that's one of the reasons the milk thing is because they're killing cows as well as, young stock, beef young stock, to satisfy the demand for beef and to take advantage of the pricing. So that's affecting the dairy business for sure in a big way. All right, in terms of dairy, Maryland Department of Agriculture this week issuing order restricting movement of dairy cattle into Maryland from states that have outbreaks of the avian influenza, bird flu. My calves are free range, and so they're out in the fields where this stuff, poop could be dropped. I think that's how it spreads more than anything else. Poop from the from any kind of bird, geese oftentimes, and some of the others. But anyway, the point is that if you are in a state where they've had this problem, you can't buy cows, you can't sell your cows outside of the state. And there's been a lot of, even though I think, you look around many states, there's no detection at all of this stuff. But still, I think they say they're acting with caution, and maybe that's true. If milk from cows showing symptoms of illness, or if the cows are exposed to animals infected with the flu, then, they say you have to kill them. That's not what they're doing. But they are, in fact, quite concerned about the transportation across state lines. So look for that to influence the prices that you get for milk and beef as we move further into the spring. That's the news. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure four-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each four-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour four-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The American Family Farmer, continuing now. I'm Doug Steffen, introducing you to the owner of Southern Bell Farm. His name is Jake Carter, and he's here joining us from McDonough, Georgia. So where in the state, let's start with that, Jack, where in the state of Georgia is Southern Bell Farm located? Where is that town?
Yeah, we're located right about 30 miles south of Atlanta, right in the close to Atlanta and Macon. Right off I-75.
Right. So that's a great place to have a market, both north and south of you, and probably in your immediate area. You got a great market base there, right?
Absolutely. There's a lot of our customer base comes straight out of Atlanta, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, let's talk about what you do there. Maybe you knew this program, the American Family Farmer, is aimed at folks who are running small family farm businesses. You have 330 acres. I think that's a good size for I have 140 acres on my farm here in Massachusetts, but I'm not. This is not a land plentiful area. And where you are, I guess there's probably a lot of open land, great for all kinds of activities, all kinds of agricultural activity. So this farm has been in existence for how long? Looks like you've got generation on top of generation on top of generation here.
Absolutely. My great-grandfather started the farm. He was a sharecropper, saved up enough money raising cotton, and saved up enough money to purchase part of the farm in 1938. So it's been in our family for several generations now.
And so you came into it, I guess, I always ask people whether you're a farm kid or not when I'm talking to folks. You came by this honestly, in essence.
Absolutely. I grew up wanting to be a farmer, following in my dad and my granddad's footsteps. When I was growing up, it was a dairy. My dad sold the cows in 1986, and the dream of becoming a farmer one day looked like it wasn't going to happen for us because our community began growing. We were at one time the fastest growing county in the nation because of our close proximity to Atlanta,
sure.
Urban sprawl. and so forth. So didn't think at one time that was even going to be an option.
So if I were to ask you, now that I've gotten a little bit of a background, who you are, who's Jake Carter? You went from dairy with your father selling the cows in the 80s to what? What are you doing?
So, yes, I mean, so when I graduated from the University of Georgia in 2003, I came back, never left that dream of wanting to become a farmer, but we knew in order to continue our farming heritage, that legacy, that we needed to shift gears, we needed to change. And at that time, we had a lot of people asking us a lot of questions about agriculture. They were coming to us curious because these people were moving in from the city, and we knew we had an opportunity. For years, we kept locks on our gates and didn't want anyone on the farm, but we knew that in order to continue to have the chance to pass this farming heritage down to the next generation, that we needed to take the locks off the gates. And we did that in 2006, basically as an educational opportunity for our neighbors. So we did that basically with a dairy focus, and it has evolved from there.
Do you think your dad or you, because you were cow guys, I grew up as a cow guy. I don't grow any produce on my farm. I grow cows. I have a basically Jersey replacement operation here, replacement heifers. And so it's different for me. And I can't imagine not having cows around. But the other side of it is that when it comes to making money today in the dairy business, you have to have a lot of cows. So I want to follow that. I guess I want to follow that train of thought into how big you have to be to be successful in the things which we are going to enumerate in a few moments here, the things you're doing now on Southern Bell Farm. Jake Carter with Doug Steffen at 28 past here on the American Family Farmer. Now, this is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen here with more news. I said we would talk more about what's going on in Texas because, among other things, Texas has more farms than any other state. But, interestingly enough, California generates the most money from farming. Young farmers under 35 are more prevalent up in the northern part of the country. And there are, let's see here, 18,000 farms growing blueberries. That, for your information, is the biggest growth area. I say that you can hear the smile in my voice. Did you know and do you care? I have on the Good Day program that I do Monday through Friday on a lot of these same stations a segment called Do You Know and Did You Care? So, did you know that the number of blueberry farms has grown in the last 7 years by a couple of thousand because blueberries are so popular, they're so good for you, and they're profitable. So now about 18,000 farms grow blueberries around the country, and much of the growing is in Texas because, you know, a lot of people think Texas is such a big state. A lot of people think Texas is all, you know, kind of dried out, not desert.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. More details are emerging about the seven individuals chosen for the jury in Donald Trump's New York trial. The foreman hails from Harlem and works as a salesman. The jury also comprises an oncology nurse, an IT consultant, a software engineer, a charter school teacher, and two lawyers. Jury selection will resume Thursday. The leading Democrat and Republican on the House Oversight Committee are at odds over the potential impeachment of President Biden. Maryland's Jamie Raskin and Kentucky's James Comer got into a heated exchange during a hearing on China. China Wednesday morning. Raskin challenged Comer to justify the ongoing impeachment inquiry into the president. A veteran NPR editor, Yuri Berliner, has resigned after bringing attention to alleged widespread liberal bias within the organization. Berliner had been suspended for implying a decline in open-mindedness and trust in NPR's reporting. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Four past the hour now, you're listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day. Let's get back to this special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program. It'll help you with ideas for your eating, your meal planning, and if you want to have a garden, we got all the info here. Plus, how to be a successful farmer. That's all part of the American Family Farmer. When I say 34 past, that usually means past the hour. For those of you who don't get the linguistics here of the radio broadcaster that's been around for a long time, I have my habits, and my habits are to keep you informed of a lot of different things, including the time, just for the heck of it. It more suits the Monday through Friday program that I do, but just kind of as part of the heritage, if you will, and the new heritage of the American Family Farmer, which of all the programs that I produce, I have the Good Day program Monday through Friday heard around the country on a lot of these same stations, the Good Day Health program, 2 hours of health information for you every weekend, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and this program, the American Family Farmer, which, as I say, is of all the programs that I have, the fastest growing of the weekend shows for sure. So, With that in mind, I'm introducing you to a gentleman who runs the Southern Bell Farm, which is in McDonough, Georgia, south of Atlanta. Jake Carter is here. So how many people in your family are working on this farm? You have your heritage from your folks and grandparents and great-grandparents, but now when I talk about family farms, it's usually more than just one person in the family that's working on the farm.
So, yeah, I mean, right now, it's me and my mom. My dad just recently passed away, but it's he and I were partners, and so it's myself and my mom. My two sisters actually do live on the farm, but they're not involved in the day-to-day operations, and of course my wife. We couldn't do what we do without the support of a spouse, that's for sure.
Yeah, that is for sure. All right, so what do you do? What is Southern Bell most well known for at this point?
All right, so we're an agritourism farm. Like I said, we shifted gears from cattle and hay and transitioned into agritourism. So basically, we're open seasonally throughout the year. We start our season off with strawberry season, which we're in the middle of right now. We open up April 1st. You pick strawberries. We have about 15 acres that are used for you pick strawberries. We do what would a farm in Georgia be without some sweet Georgia peaches? We have those. Blackberries, blueberries, flowers, you know, all sorts of things for families to come out and enjoy spending time together. Our mission is to help strengthen the family bond. I mean, give an opportunity for families to come out to forget about the day-to-day, forget about the cell phone for a little while, and enjoy spending time together. We have the fall corn maze, pumpkin patch, all sorts of activities on the farm throughout the summer and fall, and then wrap it up with our Christmas season in December. So that's basically the season. And no matter what we're doing, whether it be a bucket of strawberries, a basket of peaches, families watching a pig race on the farm, we're here to sell an experience. And that's
pig race?
Absolutely.
Let's talk about the pig race.
Yeah, we have.
How do you construct that? How does that work?
Yeah, I mean, we have world famous. Actually, these are swimming pigs. I mean, they're
swimming
very
pigs.
Well, very well taken care of. They run around the track for Oreo cookies and milk, and Kevin Bacon out there, maybe Swanaya Twain. I mean, different famous pigs that do grace the grounds during the fall season.
So that, I'm just looking now at the pictures. Actually, there's a picture. The first thing that I saw was that old. Is that a Chevy or a Ford? What is that? That old truck that you got there?
Yeah,
it's about a 48.
Yeah, it's a 47 GMC.
Yeah, okay. God, love those trucks, man.
Absolutely. Nothing spells Americana than that right there.
Nope. You got the flags. I think this is cool. And you got all of the farm buildings sort of decorated up, too. Farms, you know, you don't have the cows there, but you still use the facilities. The one thing that I would think, and I go to this because it's I am struggling with this in my farm, whether I do the agritourism stuff like you've done and go whole bore and do it every day. The insurance here for doing that has gone crazy. And I don't know whether you have found that to be the case where you are, but speaking to farmers now that are listening around the country, all of us are having to deal with insurance companies that are getting more fussy. They don't like agritourism anymore. Or they made it very difficult for me. I did a lot of it, and I just stopped this year because I can't afford the insurance. And maybe I need to take a different look at how to do the experience stuff. But has that been an issue? Because a lot of farmers tell me that that is one of their biggest problems.
Yeah, and I'm sure that's certainly a problem regionally. And in our region, we are very fortunate to be able. I mean, obviously, you couldn't operate without liability insurance. So.
Right. Yeah,
we've been very fortunate to have a good carrier, and so it hasn't been an issue yet for us.
That works with you.
Yes, correct.
That's always the important thing. You got Absolutely. Blueberries, strawberries, blackberries. It looks like two
peaches.
And peaches. That looks yummy, man. That's got to attract people. So, do you have like a commissary where you can take the strawberries from this time of year and sort of fix a strawberry shortcake for people to enjoy while they're there as well?
So strawberry shortcake is one of the things that people come out for. I mean, that's what they look forward to. It's an old family recipe that we have a full-scale bakery here. So yeah, I mean, we had it's pretty random, but I had a group last year come out, and I'd like to talk to our guests that come to the farm, and I asked them where they're from. They said Michigan. I'm like, oh yeah, that's cool. We're down here visiting family. So we saw a picture of your strawberry shortcake on Instagram, and we got on a plane and came down and wanted to have it. And I'm like, seriously? I'm like, I want to be you one day. And they rented a car, drove here, got back on the plane, and went back to Michigan.
Yeah, listen, that you should tout that story big time. That's really that says something.
Yeah, I want to be them one day.
Yeah, well, but it speaks well for you, for sure. It does. So take it from me. That speaks very well for you. Do you sell any wholesale, like all the blueberries and all the products that you have, or can you sell it all retail on the farm without having to worry about wholesale?
Yeah, everything that we do, we try to sell here on the property. We don't get into wholesale very much, very little, but most everything we do is right here.
I would think there'd be a lot of people that would want, though, to have access to it, because the brand now, they would sell. I know around here when I was selling milk and ice cream and stuff, people were always coming to me saying, can we sell that in our store? And I didn't have to, like you. I sold all the milk. I could have sold twice as much milk as I was producing here. It just, was one of those things. But I don't know. I think sometimes it's nice. I was trying to find a way before I kind of gave up on it to have it become a brand, so you go into stores in the area and they see the strawberries, in your case, the blueberries, and they know it's from the farm and they know your farm. So I'm sure you've taken care of yourself well. And if you have enough customers coming through there to take care of all of your business, I think you're to be congratulated on that score. Hold on a second. Jake Carter is here. By the way, you're in Georgia. You're in relation to the Carter family down in Plains. Jimmy, your father's name was Jimmy Carter, right?
Yeah. No relation. Certainly that didn't take away from the prank calls that we got as kids. Yeah. People called the house looking for Jimmy, looking for the former president. But
where's Jimmy? Yeah. All right, hold on a second. We'll continue. The American Family Farmer, brought to you in part by Kellitrin, America's number one way to lose weight and to keep it off. It's so simple. It's so, the production here is so just simple. Here's there are three or four ingredients that are all natural, put together as a formula back in 1997. So they're enjoying their 27th year right now of helping people lose weight and keep it off the natural way. So you should start with at least a 90-day supply. And right now, because the spring sale continues, there are bargains galore, not only on Kellitrin, which is the number one product, their weight loss formula, but there are other things in the catalog, too, that you can read about and understand and perhaps engage a little bit of your time and effort in helping your body in other ways with some of these other products at toploss.com. But make no mistake about it. The number one deal here is the Kellitrin weight loss product, all natural, no stimulants, no drugs. The ingredients are right there clearly stated on the outside of the container, and it's the protein that's in it, for collagen, that kind of stuff, and that's but nothing but good for your body. As you're rebuilding your body after you lose the weight, this is a regular thing. Every day you take it, scientifically proven to not just help you lose weight, but help you protect your body. So stop this crazy stuff, losing weight through, a lot of these diets that they make you sick sooner or later, and they don't keep the weight off, comes right back again. Go to toploss.com. That's the website for Kellitrin, and check out all the things in detail that I've suggested here. Toploss.com. When you buy the product, use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G. Get free shipping and absolutely the best deals on everything there. That's at toploss.com. All right, back with Jake Carter from Southern Bell Farm down in Georgia. So under the circumstances, what is Jake Carter like doing the best of all the things that you have to do, what your responsibilities are? What is there that seems the most rewarding to you?
Well, I'm a farmer at heart, so any time that we can prepare the land, till the soil, plant seeds, and watch them come to fruition, I think that's just something that's in my blood. It's something that I can't get out. Watching something come to fruition. Now, that may be a seed in the ground. That may be an idea for the next expansion on the farm. There's several things that could fall in that bucket. But, you know, watching something, tending to something, and watching it come to fruition is something that I enjoy doing on a daily basis.
As I look at this, you have, if people go to the website, which is Southern Bell Farm with an E, SouthernBellFarm.com, you can see how you set the, this is probably a, did you build this building just for the produce, or was this a barn that was used for something else that you kind of converted?
The farm market was built in 2015, so yeah, we built it.
So it's a new building. Now, you also have other things that are there, and the reason I bring this out, bring it up is because in your kitchen, you can probably prepare most of the stuff yourself, but I know branding is so important. Having your brand on every single thing that goes out the door is very important. You notice, or I notice, that you have jams and jellies and other preserves that are, I don't want to assume anything, but I'm guessing, why would you have them if it wasn't made from the stuff that you grow on the farm?
Most of the things are, you know, we use a co-pack to do that. But most things are, you know, products that we do grow on the farm. There are other things that we don't grow that we outsource. But, yeah, we do like to brand, you know, our products with our logo and brand. So, yes. So.
Yeah. I see a lot of things here that the pickles and the beets and the peach salsa, all of these things. This is a fabulous, you've done a fabulous job. You should be proud of yourself. And I'm sure a lot of people down in that neck of the woods are eager always to go there and see what's going on. The peaches look yummy, and I wish I could reach out and grab some of it myself. Anyway, that's the story, at least in an abbreviated fashion, of Southern Bell Farm, a great place for you to come up with some ideas, perhaps, that would work on your farm. Jake Carter, congratulations to you and your family. Happy to make your acquaintance and happy to promote for all the right reasons the things going on at Southern Bell Farm. Again, the website for you to check out, SouthernBellFarm.com. Doug Steffen here at 10 before the hour on the American Family Farmer. The hour now, you're listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day. Let's get back to this special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program. It'll help you with ideas for your eating, your meal planning, and if you want to have a garden, we got all the info here. Plus, how to be a successful farmer. That's all part of the American Family Farmer. 34 after the hour now, time for us to travel. Maybe a little traveling music like Johnny Carson used to have, Doc Severinsen. Let's have a little traveling music. Let's take a trip, shall we? Sort of, if you're driving, you can't do this, but if you aren't driving, you can kind of close your eyes and take a trip with me. As you, most of you know, I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and we have the American Family Farmer Show every week, and that doesn't keep me, I'm not shy about putting farm guests or people who have a farming background or penchant for farming on the Good Day Show as well. So with that in mind, we've invited Steve and Jesse McBee to visit with us. And they are here because they are responsible for something called McBee Farms. If you want to check them out after you listen, or while you're listening to us have a conversation about what's going on their farm, you can go to McBee, M-C-B-E-E, two E's, McBeeFarms.com, and we'll figure out together.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Three past the hour now on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with my thoughts on dairy and raw milk. This is something that comes before me frequently. Those of you who have listened to me, whether it be on the Good Day program Monday through Friday or on this program, know how this stuff drives me nuts. When I see the raw milk stories and how the traditionalists say, well, raw milk, that's what comes out of the cow, but it needs to be processed. It doesn't define dairy. I think it depends on where. I know it depends on where you get your milk and where you get the information. The public health colleges, universities are death on raw milk, and they will teach the people that come out of there the vagaries of having raw milk. They do not expose them, it would seem, to the positive side of drinking raw milk. And I grew up on raw milk. I am strong. My immune system is very good. I hold myself out there as someone who understands the difference between good raw milk and bad raw milk. Bad raw milk is dirty. There's no other way of focusing on raw milk that comes from cows that aren't clean, that gets put into a milk tank that's not clean, and it gets handled by utensils that are not clean. You're asking for it. And those, every single problem that I've ever seen that came as a result of people getting sick drinking raw milk wasn't the milk. It was the quality of the milking machine, how clean it was, how clean the teats were on the cow, how clean the utensils were that were used to get the milk out of the tank. I sold raw milk on my farm for years and years and years. Never had a problem. My only problem I had was I didn't have enough cows, and I couldn't really supply the demand because people want raw milk. There's an education that goes along with this, and unfortunately some farmers have the same input as do regulators and, you know, people who have looked at laws. There are a lot of people, you know, when somebody gets sick, it happens that they are, they're made an example out of. And I've seen some articles that say, you know, people, these are traditionalists who don't want raw milk on the marketplace. The people at Gorelick, the Suiza outfit that control 85% of the fluid milk supply in this country, they don't want to see people drinking raw milk because they're better off. They don't want it compared to what they're making or what they're producing, because what they're producing is crap versus the value of a good, clean glass of raw milk. And that's it. So these people, the arguments come, the reasoning behind the prohibition or the attempts to prohibit, it pops up in state legislatures all the time. It's been going on for years. I think there are 26 states, that maybe 27 now, that allow the sale of raw milk. Sometimes it's just on the farm, but sometimes you get it commercially in the store. It used to be available in California in the store, and now it's not. You got to go to the farm to get it. But anyway, science. I always love it. Oh, when you cite the science, raw milk doesn't contain more or superior nutrition. That's a bold-faced lie. That's not true. I had my raw milk tested by an independent laboratory, and I had pasteurized milk that was compared to it, and it's not even close, because when you do the processing that's done today in all of these modern factories, that's what they are. The processing plants are factories. They use microwaves. They use lasers. They kill. Yep, all the bacteria's gone. It's safe to drink it. But what are you drinking? You're drinking white water, for the most part, and that's what drives me nuts. The science says raw milk doesn't contain more. I want to know who paid for the science. Most of the time, the science paid for is going to, the people paying for it are going to get the result that they want. And I guarantee you those studies have been funded, not by the government or some independent institute, but by the producers themselves. So when you see greater milk related illness stories, they are there. They're a plant. Pasteurization was invented to take care of the stuff that was done poorly by farmers, and people were dying from the problems of raw milk. But that's not what's going on right now. And the people who keep saying, you got to prohibit that. No, it ought to be encouraged. That's my thought on it, and that's what this last few minutes is about, what my thoughts are on an issue of the day when it concerns our farms and farmers. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit bobksound.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.